This episode is brought to you by TacticalTacos.com. Great tasting hot sauces, bold flavors, and veteran owned. Use our promo code 3Ps. It is the number 3, P-E-A-S. It'll take 15% off your total price, and you're going to come out with some great tasting hot sauces.
And it's going to support us too, so definitely give them a look, give them a taste. They're all really amazing. We got to try them earlier today. I think you all are really going to like it.
Yeah, and that video, we actually took a live video of that, the reactions, and genuinely with no bias, they're great hot sauces. We all enjoy hot sauce, and these are definitely some of the best we've had, and I'm definitely going to be buying some for myself.
Yeah, same. But yeah, look out for that video on YouTube. I think you'll get a little kick out of it, just like we did.
Yeah, about shit myself. And also, yeah. By the way, it's www.tactical-tacos.com. Hey guys, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is 3Ps Up in a Podcast. We're a social media news recap of the week's news that you're too busy to fucking listen to.
That's all we need right there.
Yeah, that's
okay.
So with each of our episodes, we always like to start off with Florida Man, some of the most important news that you'll ever hear in your life. So,
all right, today in Florida, or actually through the week, Florida Man puts dragon lizard in his mouth, smacks people with it.
Which end?
I don't want to know.
It's important. That is important.
It does not specify. Florida man who had sex with dolphins says it seduced him.
You know?
I've seen some stuff with dolphins.
Dolphins?
Oh,
they're
fuck.
Pretty smart.
Fuck. Florida man appears to vape his own... I can't even say it. Florida man appears to vape his own friend's semen.
Yeah, I don't know if we can comment on that.
Yeah. I don't know how you would do that.
That's fucking gross.
Did he like put it in an
empty cartridge? I don't want to know.
How did they obtain it? Like, was this planned out? Like,
it does not say.
Go straight into the vape? I don't know on vape. So does it go into like a
did
container?
Did he jizz into the?
Yeah. Or did he make like his own flavor? Like he put it into a flavor cartridge, plugged it into his vape.
Cinnamon semen. You'll love it. It's like cinnamon coke, but with semen.
Mm. Was this planned? Like, did his meals throughout the day planned so that it had a certain flavor to it?
Did he like it?
Yeah. Was it enjoyed? What was this rating?
What's their friendship
now? I'm not trying to throw up. drunk machete wielding Florida man chases neighbor on a lawnmower. Florida man's church loses tax exempt status because it's just a nightclub. Florida man impersonating a police officer pulls over real cops. Wonder how that went.
It's probably very confusing.
It's
like the first plural, 10 minutes.
So I don't see
it
how
says
we got
real cops.
I don't see how we got past the first pullover because.
Yeah, that would be super unfortunate. The one car you pull over,
just a
and
cop.
It's an actual cop.
But they were an actual cop car.
The thing though is though, what is he? The thing though is though, that was.
Thing though is though.
But what was he trying to get out of it? Like, what would
maybe for the YouTube views?
I guess
he did it for the Vine.
He did.
Yeah.
Which they need to bring back.
Well, it's pretty much TikTok now.
Yeah.
Vine was better though, because Vine you could. Yeah. It's off topic.
Florida man crawls into Cracker Barrel bathroom stall to proposition occupant for sex. Florida man high on flocka rams car into jail to visit friends. And last but not least, but Florida man crashes car into business while trying to time travel. He didn't reach 55 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's a textbook mistake right there. Like.
Yeah. Well, I can say the ramming it into the jail was really stupid because you're just ramming it into the lobby of the jail. So it's not like you're going to see anybody.
Maybe he went off a ramp and he got airborne to the cell.
Righteous!
Well, now he's going to be in there with them, so.
Yeah. Well, he's going to say hi to his friends.
Hey, yeah, you're going to say hi to your friends now. All right, so.
But yeah, I think the most.
It's not the text back, right?
Some of those are very, very questionable.
Yeah, we need to look more into some of these.
For some reason, the lizard in the mouth stood out the most to me. I don't know why. But I just really want to know which end he put in his mouth.
It does matter.
It does matter, especially if he used it as a weapon. I don't know.
You know, oftentimes I Google, like, news of the week. Just, you know, keep updated on the news. And the top one that I saw when I put that in, it says, Trump says his tweets will notify Congress of military action against Iran.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. He
is that a valid
note? It is a valid.
Does it count as a valid notification?
I don't know.
I think it is. I mean, but one of the things, too, is that he doesn't have to tell them anything, you know?
Yeah.
It's, he should.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have to. And so if he's like, yo, just.
Just unleash just hell.
Check the Twitter. You'll see what I'm doing. It's all good.
I mean, but Congress is republically, like, controlled, so. It's more Republican, so he probably would still get the answer he wants either way. So I'm not.
Yeah,
we should probably not talk about, like, I know it's probably a touchy subject, the Iran thing.
A little bit. Well, we can go into it.
Go into it. Just yeah. Of course, we don't pick any sides, people.
Yeah, we don't pick any sides about this stuff, but it is important to note that, you know, there was a conflict this week where
somebody got blown up.
Somebody got blown up, and it pissed some other people off.
Whether he deserved it or not, we will not say what we feel about it. We will just give you the facts. And
I mean, as much facts as we can give, because it's pretty, the whole thing's kind of obscure a little bit. Like, none of us are, like, Middle East, you know, foreign affair experts.
Because,
like,
I've seen a lot of people say that he did deserve it, and they list out the things, and if he really did those things, then yeah, he probably deserved that. But then there was videos of, like, a lot of people, like, really liked him, so I'm like, I'm not sure. I mean, but I guess you have to think about it. If these people were in your country, I guess you probably wouldn't, like, if one of our generals got killed, it killed, like, 4,000 people from Iran, like, obviously we would be upset about that, and they'd be happy about it. So I'm not exactly sure.
Also, his motherfucking ass would probably be in jail if it was, like, war crime killing.
Yeah, if it was war crime.
I mean, the thing is, it's like, you don't know what's misinformation and what isn't. So it's hard to comment on, like, what's deserving or not. Yeah. But I will say that I don't think we're going into, like, a world war. I mean, I think it's just kind of blown out of proportion a little bit.
I don't think China or Russia really would like to fight against us. That's just not really a good choice for anyone. I mean, either both sides are going to take heavy loss. Like, it's going to be bad for everyone involved. And even people that aren't involved, it's going to be really bad for. And I think what the last World War was 80 years ago, I hope we have enough sense from then to see that it doesn't cause anything good. Like, there's no good that comes from it, even though World War II was very, very necessary. This one is not. Like, it's not necessary at all.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I don't think it'll be any kind of world war. I think there might be some additional, like, conflicts. I mean, Trump did send, you know, 3,000 troops or whatever out of Fort Bragg to go overseas. He didn't send them to Iran. I think he sent them to Syria, I believe. But that could be wrong.
As much as you can't really, like, obviously they want to retaliate, and if someone did that to us, obviously we would retaliate, but it's not the smartest move, even though it's really not fair. We are the United States is the superpower of the world, so even as much as you want to do something, it's not a smart move to do anything. Like, you just kind of have to accept it.
Yeah, I mean, Trump did say at the beginning, he was like, I didn't do this to start a war. I did this to end a potential war. So he's like, you know.
Yeah.
He's trying to somewhat, I mean, obviously it's always debatable what Trump's intentions are, but it seems as if he may be trying to, like, defuse the situation. Obviously, that doesn't feel like that happened because of what social media has done to the situation.
Yeah,
but
as long as, like, I mean, it was a war. It was a general in the war, or a war general.
Yeah.
So it's not like he went and just killed a bunch of random civilians or anything like that, which would be even more understanding why they would want to retaliate with, like, a war general. I know he was a critical part of their military, but...
Well, I think I saw somewhere, too, that the guy was actually planning, like, an attack on American citizens. Yeah. Maybe not in, you know, America or anything like that, but he was planning to do some pretty bad stuff. And again, we don't know that for sure.
We don't know anything for sure. We never will. Stuff can always be made up. There's really no way you'll ever know for sure if something's true or not. Unless there's really no way. Even if they release documents, things like that, anything could always be forged. So
it does make that kind of stuff tough, you know, because I love conspiracies and things, but sometimes you just kind of have to know when to, like, chill out, take a step back, and and see what plays out and what information comes out.
Yeah, so basically, this war isn't going to help anyone, or I don't think anyone wants this either.
Yeah, and I think the, you know, powers that be can see that too, that it's not going to be beneficial for anybody. So bloodshed and violence is just kind of silly at this point. Like, it should just be, you know, dropped. And
it really is.
I'm sure that's not going to happen. Like I said, there's probably going to be additional things, but no, I don't see a world war coming. So
hey there, listeners, tired of the same old boring game? So are we. That's why we went out and got GTFO by 10 chambers. What's GTFO, you ask? It's a multiplayer based horror game. It takes you into a world filled with horrible creatures that are attracted to light and sound. Stay quiet, stay low, survive with your team, and tread lightly. See you there, and back to the show.
But yeah.
Yeah.
On the shitty side of the world, there's also shitty news. Yeah. Australia is on fire. However, the good news has come that California has sent 50 firefighters to help aid the firefighting because they are extremely well-versed in... what's the tree? The tree that California has... I can't think of the tree.
Redwoods?
No, it's not a redwood. It's a type of palm. But regardless, this tree, once it catches on fire, it drifts. Its ember drifts into the wind, and it catches everything else on fire. Australia has similar trees that do the same thing. So they sent over California firefighters to help give them more knowledge how to combat it. But on better news, Steve Irwin's family has saved over 90,000 animals in their reserve to help heal them, make sure their wounds are cared for, and reintroduce them into the wild. And then the third positive note, it's raining now. And a huge storm.
Was that true? I saw that. I didn't know if it was true or not.
So well, actually, it just started raining yesterday, their time. A huge storm hit, and it started raining. I did see that other one that you were talking about. That one was from, like, maybe a month ago. But this one is an updated one. A huge storm is hitting and starting to put out some of the brush fires.
A.K.A. the United States government used their weather machine to create a giant storm.
Correct.
The one thing I did see was that somebody was trying to say that, like, over 500 million, like, animals and stuff had died, and I was like, there's not fucking 500 million animals on that.
Well, you gotta think, though. There is.
Were they animals or insects?
Yeah.
Well, technically, insects are animals.
Well.
According to science.
I know, but still. It's like,
people put this out of perspective. Now,
I mean, it's bad either way.
It's bad either way, but. I'm getting my degree in fish and wildlife management with a minor of zoology. Now, you have to remember, Australia, you think, is not that big in your concept. You think Australia is not that...
Well, it is pretty big.
It's pretty much the size of the United States.
Well, no, I know you guys probably know how big it is.
Well, it's only because there's a website that takes, like, the actual countries and puts them next to each other on the equator, and you can see, like, how big things actually are.
Australia is actually bigger than the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one person on my fucking feed was like... Because I said, hey, I know the fires are bad. Australia is going to regrow bigger because fire brings new life. It gives nutrients to the ground and everything. And some dude was like, how can it get bigger? It's an island. I'm like, no, the fuck it's not. It's a goddamn continent.
Yeah.
Secondly, I'm talking about the fucking foliage, you goddamn twat.
What's the difference between a continent and an island?
They're fucking islands. I mean, the United States is technically...
I don't know.
It technically
it's an island. It's a big motherfucking island.
It's an island connected to another island, which is South America, North America connected.
But anyways, the 500 million animals, it's a stretch.
Yeah, not that many actually.
I believe what they're guesstimating per what they're doing is they're estimating how many animals are per this square mile. They multiply it, get their exact number of the burned areas. Now, it could be an upwards of a lot. of animals that have died.
Right. Because doing it that way could mean that, like, there might have been, you know, square miles of places where there were, like, barely any animals at all.
Yeah.
And they just get, like, you know, a number. Like, oh, yeah, there was 500 animals here, and they all died. So.
They're not saying that they found bodies of, like, 500 million.
Yeah. Now, either way, it is bad, but...
The horrible thing about this, though...
Well, most of it is horrible.
Yeah.
The most horrible thing about this, of course, people lost their homes and everything. However, the animals that are on this, in this country, they're no place else.
Yeah.
These animals are extremely biodiverse to Australia, and they won't come back if they go extinct.
Yeah.
So that's why it's such a huge deal when it comes to this.
Yeah. No, it is. It is sad. But, you know, I've always been a little indifferent on these types of scenarios because anything that happens naturally to me seems almost like, you know...
Wildfires suck, but they happen.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Like, it seems like they have to happen. And well, we know
they have to happen because if you don't, it's just going to keep building, and then it's going to be 10 times worse.
Right.
But like I said, lava, fire, they all bring new growth because of the nutrients from the burned remains of everything. Animals, I know it sucks. Animals, wood, plants. It just fertilizes the ground to make it like 10 times better.
Yeah. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see. Hopefully all the fires go out soon, and then we can see, you know, what comes over in the next 10 years. Hopefully things start looking up. But in some liner news, a story I was reading today, y'all know DaBaby, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so he just got arrested today.
For what?
So I don't know how, you know, correct this is or what actually went down. I just know the, like, you know, little bit that I read. But so pretty much he had gone to whatever club and performed and left, and I think the manager of that club owed him $30,000.
Yeah, the promoter of the club owed him a lot of money.
Yeah, 30 grand.
He shorted him.
Shorted him 10 grand, so only gave him 20 grand. So they rolled up on him in the middle of the road and, like, you know, jumped him, robbed him, like, took all of his money.
$80 he had on him.
Yeah, took the money, pulled his pants off. Poured apple juice on him.
Yeah, he had apple juice on him.
Yeah, they got back in the, like, van they rolled up on him in. They started to drive off a little bit, and the guy stood up, and then one of the other people in the van, like, jumped down and ran over and hit the guy again, got back in the van and drove off. So he was arrested, and initially it was, like a $300 bond or something. It wasn't anything big. But now he's held without bond because there's a warrant for his arrest in Texas where he, like, apparently it was a part of some assault in a Fort Worth airport restaurant. And there's video of him, like, punching whoever in there. And I don't know how he got out of there without being arrested.
Yeah, like, how did you get out of the airport? Because, wow, your airport's shit, Fort Worth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but he got out of it. Either way, he had a warrant for his arrest. So now he's held in a... And one of the weird things, too, is, like, in the courtroom, he was talking to the judge... And was like, I have $250,000 in my hotel room, and my lawyer needs to go get that. Or, like, told his lawyer to go get it or something in front of everybody. And it's just like, what?
$200,000?
I think $250,000. Yeah, just in cash, hanging out in his hotel room.
Yeah, I'm gotta go clean that room real quick.
Yeah, exactly.
Your good news, you should definitely also say, too.
But, yeah, is he still in jail?
I think he's still in jail. I haven't seen any updates on it, but I just know he was arrested and held without bond.
Yeah, he did have orange juice on hand, so.
Yeah.
No, apple juice.
So if you ever see anyone get jumped and they get apple juice poured on them.
DaBaby.
But yeah, going back to the Australia thing real quick. There's an Instagram model who raised $100,000 for the bushfires by selling her nudes for $10 each, so. Anyone who donated $10 to the wildfire, they had to send her proof. She sent them a nude back, so.
Dang.
$100,000. What the fuck are you doing with your life?
That's in a day. That's in like 24 hours, I think.
She just started a new career.
Yeah.
you want to raise money for a charity? I'll send you pictures of my tits.
Yeah, because I wonder if she's good sending trip. Like 5 of that 10 over there and keeping the other 5.
No. They have to directly donate it to the website.
Oh, yeah, well, so you know what? She should fucking have them give it to her, and then she sends the money over. Hell, I mean, you never know. That'd make it easier. They wouldn't have to send proof. They would just send her the money. She would handle it, and then everybody gets nudes.
And then there would be in question, did she keep the money?
Yeah, and for research purposes, I know everyone wants to research.
Then she
her name is Kaylin Ward.
Yeah, research purposes. Research. I know what you're thinking, you dirty bastards. Yeah, nasty.
I see that Bible.
I still can't get over that story we talked about where the girl was sunbathing her asshole.
You missed.
I actually did a checkup on her.
If you missed the sunbathing assholes episode, it was I think the last podcast or a couple podcasts ago.
Two episodes ago.
So if you want to go check that out, you can do that after this video.
I did an update on her. Hold on. I have it right here.
You know, she said it was surges of energy instantly. It's got me thinking.
She might have been charging up a spirit bone. Ask a spirit bone.
Charging up a fucking spirit bone.
He said she's doing energy.
Fuck. Yeah. All right. Metaphysical Megan.
Oh, is that her name?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, technically, she's not. That is so weird.
What, does she have, like, a live video?
No, but just, like.
Oh.
Like. This why does she have to be topless, though? I mean, technically. So apparently, she accredits sunbathing her asshole to losing weight, as you can see here, but
yeah, no, there's no way, because if that's the case, my asshole is going to be on display for my entire apartment complex. I need to lose 20 pounds, and yeah, there's no fucking way that works.
Gonna end up in jail with the baby. Let's get some sexual assault charges.
You know what though, if I get out and like 3 or 4 days, it might be worth it.
Maybe you can still sunbathe in your jail cell. Like,
right. Find the nearest window. Well,
just the little tiny square.
I don't know. Putting my asshole on display in jail is
going to take you cookie.
Yeah. No, I don't know about that.
Butt chugging sun.
But, yeah. No, if it makes you lose weight, I'll do that shit.
Might be worth a try.
I need the scientific proof on this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead and follow her.
There you go.
She has 30,000 followers from Butt Chugging Sun.
Everybody's hoping they can see her asshole one day.
I mean, technically, you can nearly see it.
It's got to be tan as fuck.
Like, you can see everything.
It's one color.
I'm going to follow her just for shits and grins so I can have it.
I wonder if she also bleaches it. Because you know that shit's turning brown as fuck. She's got poop why is particles there a, roasting.
Why is there a tan circle around your asshole? It just puts like a little like cookie mold around her ass so it makes a shape.
Oh, I wonder who puts the lotion, the suntan lotion on there for.
Just whoop.
Yep. But anyway, the Golden Globes are going on right now while we're recording this, so we can't say too much about it. But I can say Ellen got an award. And
for what?
I don't know. But Ellen DeGeneres is a fucking asshole. And you may ask why.
Why?
There is a video of her, and you can find it. I don't know the exact video. It's been a while since I've seen it. But she, like, put up this table full of merch, of her merch, and was, like, with a sign that said, please, you know, only take one or whatever, and let her audience, like, get stuff off of it. And she was recording them. And one girl, like, grabbed a second hat. And so, in the middle of the episode that they were recording, while, you know, she's, like, sitting in her chair, she fucking calls this girl out in the audience, in front of everyone, like, shows the video of the girl taking the other hat, and shames her in front of everybody. And I'm just like, bitch, it's not like she took 50 hats and was like reselling them. She was probably like getting a hat for her kid or something. You know what I mean? It's like, what fucking asshole does that? And literally like baited these people into doing that just to shame them. You know,
I just took like five. So.
Well, to put like a, you know, this table full of merch and be like, it's free, you know, just be kind and take one. It's like, yeah, I get it. You only want people to take one. But if somebody takes like a second hat or whatever, does it really matter? Like, no. Especially because that table was up for a while already. Like, this girl was like one of the last people to get to the table.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was just like, you know what, Ellen? You can fuck off.
Yeah, that's kind of a rude thing to do. So if it was the only person that took two hats, like, leave them the fuck alone. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Literally the only person. Everybody else, you know, abided by the sign, but I'm just like, Jesus Christ. Like, it's really not that big of a deal. And who knows what that girl ended up doing later on, you know? Like, fuck. Went home and cried. And
did you double check on her, Ellen? Yeah, like, did you make sure that your loyal fans that actually paid to come see your show?
Yeah, that's the other thing, too.
She fucking paid to come see your fucking show, and she took another hat, and you shame her on live television? Now fuck off with that.
Hold on, I'm looking up to see how much an Ellen ticket price is. They start at $58.
So that covers the two hats.
It does. So Ellen can fuck off, because, yeah, that's some bullshit. And I'm going to call an asshole when I see one, especially when it's glaring in the sun.
Or reflecting in the sun.
That's right.
So to leave you on a great note, so I was reading through it, and of course it's Florida. And it's an in-depth story, actually. So a woman called the police on a man, her next-door neighbor, because she heard someone screaming, "Help me, let me out." Constantly. It sounded like a woman. But lo and behold, when the cops arrived, they're like, "Hey, we got a report." And he's just fixing his car. And he's just like, "Hey, we got a report of someone saying that they hear someone saying, 'Let me out, let me out. Please help, let me out.'" And the guy laughs, and the cops are like, "What's so funny about that?" He's like, "Hold on, I'll show you." So he goes back to his yard. He's like, "I can go back there real quick, right?" And they're like, "Yeah." He's like, "Let me go get it." He comes back with a fucking macaw.
Oh.
And he's just like, "Show him." And he tells the macaw to do it. And then it goes, help me, let me out." And the cop was just like, "Why does it say that?" He said, "Whenever I was a kid, I taught it to say that when it was in its cage." And I was just like, hold the fuck up. This dude looks like he's like 40, 50.
Yeah.
And I forgot macaws live up to almost 80 years old.
Jesus.
80? Yeah. That's like a fucking human life.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And yeah, the police were just laughing their asses off. They're just like, "All right, man. But thanks."
Yeah, that's pretty. But he should have let the neighbors know. That would freak me the fuck out. Yeah.
Is this someone saying, "Help me"?
Yeah, like you're just sitting there watching TV, chilling.
"Help me, help me."
Next thing you know, you think your neighbor's a rapist, like, yeah. Weirdo. Yeah.
Jesus.
That's funny, though. That is really funny. I didn't know they lived that long. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Parrots live to like 40.
That's insane. To think that you could get, yeah, a bird when you're a kid and it literally be there for the rest of your life. That's
yeah, because I was like, wait, hold the fuck up. How long do macaws live? And I thought about it. I'm like, wait a minute. These motherfuckers live up to almost 80 years old.
They need to do something so that dogs start living 40 years.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Bullshit.
We need some GMO dog.
Hey there, listeners. That's all we have for this episode. We hope you enjoyed it. We're going to start shortening our episodes a little more because we think news-related topics should stay short and sweet. Our episodes will begin to be about 30 minutes long, pretty much an average drive to work. We'd like to give special thanks to our sponsor, Tactical Tacos. You can find them at tactical-tacos.com. Remember to use our promo code 3Ps. We'd like to give special thanks to our music producer, Mr. Dougie. You can find him on every streaming platform under the name Richie5, 5 in Roman numerals. And special thanks to Tin Chambers for allowing us to mention their game in this podcast. See you soon, listeners.